questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all around the world, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following this series of shows, we are trying to answer the doubts and misconceptions on the Islamic beliefs which are received usually in the form of questions from different questioners from around the world. For that, we have again invited a respected scholar, guest of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary School. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. It's a great pleasure for us to have you here. Sheikh, the question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the origins of the wars. It has been asked that why are most of the wars have a religious basis? I want to first ask that if the question that has been asked is a true question or not, then we can, inshallah, dive into the answer for that. And it continues to say that if religions are destroyed, then there will be no more war. Is it true that the origin and the base of most of the wars religion, then we have to make a big question from ourselves, why the religions are the basis and origins of wars? I would be thankful if you shed some light on that.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The answer is absolutely no. Mm-hmm. If you look at the old wars, even nowadays, unfortunately, we witness some of the wars. And even in the ancient time, whenever you look at the any and each war which was, you know, inflicted to the humanity, it was not related to any religion, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rather, it was related and it was stemmed because of the, you know, rebellion nature of some people. You see, some people, they were, you know, looking for their own interest. They want to have the, you know, go to another country and to invade another country and to have other territory, you know, attached to their own territory and country. And because of that, they waged a war. Mm-hmm. You see, it is only because of the rebellion nature of some people, you know, unjust nature of some people. They want to, you know, wage war. They want to massacre people, innocent people. And because of that, and only because of their, you know, interest, they want to wage a war. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with any religion. Not only, you know, religion of Islam, divine religion of Islam, or any other, for example, Christianity, Judaism, or any other religion. It has nothing to do anything with that.
Very true.
And let me add to this point that we have the verse in the Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, I have revealed this religion to you, and I have revealed this book, Noble Quran, to you, because for the removal of conflicts of people. Okay? I just want to remove the conflicts and the, you know, disputes among people. I want to remove that, and because of that, I sent down to you, you know, the book and revelation. Let me share this verse of Noble Quran. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه. First of all, people, they were one and single community. And gradually conflict and disputes occurred between people. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the revelation and books. And he sent down book. And of course, other prophets giving glad tidings and, you know, giving warning.
Yeah.
In order to remove conflicts between people, which, mm-hmm. which was occurred between people. Okay. لَيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ. It means that the reason and one of the main philosophy for sending the revelation and for sending the prophets, it was because he wanted to remove disputes from among the people. Mm-hmm. So it is, I don't know how this dear questioner asked this question.
The question might have looked at the wars that we see, for example, in the region of West Asia, like that of ISIS, let's say, creating some wars in Syria and, let's say, Iraq, and creating unrest and kind of war that actually create lots of problems for the people of the region. They might say, okay, these people with the intention of, let's say, bringing another version, another reading of Islam, are making such wars. But instead, it can be said that, okay, in the war that we are now seeing in the region with in the Europe between Russia and Ukraine, what is then the motivation? So if this is, let's say, the motivation of the first is going to be a religious one, what is the motivation for the second? I'd like your own opinion and your explanations on that.
You see that even for talking about the case of ISIS, you see that on Daesh groups, even there is no, it has nothing to do with the religion, you know? Because the rest of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, إِلَّا وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. Just I want to recite this part of the verse, because this part of the verse directly talking and addressing the, you know, some people who claim to be religious. And because of the religious motivation, they want to wage war. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that after the revelation, as after the, coming and appearance of the prophets, and after the sending of the religion, there are second conflicts and dispute between people, and this conflict, it was only because of the injustice and rebellion nature of other people, you know, so-called religious people.
Very true.
Okay? مِن بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. After the clear proofs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to them, another conflict occurred between people, between so-called religious people, because of the injustice and because of the rebellions. بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. You see? You know, talking about these Daesh groups and, you know, so-called religious groups that unfortunately we see they wage war, they kill people, innocent people, because they do not follow any religion. You know, they claim to follow the religion of Islam, but unfortunately they are not.
Please go ahead. Yeah. You want to have more explanations here?
I want to say that the only reason that we see massacre of people waging the war, it is because some people, they wanted to follow up their own interest, and there are some kind of aggressive nature that they have. Okay?
Yeah.
They want to expand the country. They want to, for example, follow up their own whimsical desires. And because of that, you see a lot of war and conflict. I want to say that even so-called religious people, it had nothing to do with the religion.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
I want to take your permission and look at this issue from another aspect. I want to say even the Daesh, as you rightly mentioned, has no religious basis, but from another angle. The angle is that both, even in Daesh case and in Ukraine, this is the whim and the, let's say, temptations of satanic powers and so-called superpowers to create such wars, not the religions. And what is that? Because as we have heard and seen in the book that was published a couple of years back by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the United States, and she there clearly states that we have created ISIS. What we were expecting it in Sinai desert to come out and emerge, but it emerged in Iraq. So it means that, again, the base and the origin is from somewhere else, outside of the Islamic Ummah. And then even in the second one, which is, again, the temptations of NATO, led by, or let's say supported by U.S., is creating such wars in the region, in Europe even. So you see, both of these cases, that the most, let's say, these two clear cases, we see that there is no religion in sight. And we have seen again that they were, these people called ISIS, have never ever followed any Islamic regulations and rules. We don't have, let's say, beheading people as the captures of the war, right?
Those people who do these crimes in the name of Islam, it is not Islamic. Mm. It is not acceptable.
Very true.
I want to say that some groups, as you mentioned, you know, some group, they have the appearance of Islam, or for example, other religious people, they pretend to be religious one, but unfortunately, those people, they do not follow, basis of the that particular religion. You know, one of the bases of Islam is that not to have injustice toward other people. Okay?
Very true, yeah.
And many other Islamic teaching that unfortunately even, you know, some of the bases of that, they do not follow that and they do not, practice that part of the religion.
Mm-hmm. If you ask, for example, the questioner, the respected questioner, and the persons and the people alike, they might say, okay, again, the another groups, let's say Islamic groups in other countries, and they have emerged and they have announced that they are another branch of ISIS. So the same, I think, answer can be applied to that to those groups as well. Because whoever comes against Islamic values cannot be looked at as an Islamic group. In his question or her question, she or he says that any war has a religious basis or religious origin. I want you to finalize the discussion, Sheikhana, and tell us in brief that what could be the best answer to wrap it up, inshallah, and to start another topic for our next week to discuss.
I would like to add one point that, when we have these kind of human being, you know, those people who are looking for their own interest and they want to follow the whimsical desire, the satanic desire, and they want to follow satanic orders, okay? Until we have such a people, unfortunately, we would have other wars, okay, on this planet. And we have to give some kind of, give and explain to the people some Islamic teaching about the taking care of other people and to respect the rights of the other people. Mm. And because of that, we should, talk about these issues and, stop having these kind of wars. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And I would like to emphasize on the point that the beginning of Islam, it was because of the removal of disputes and, disagreement between people. And it was, as I mentioned, it was a main philosophy of this divine religion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations and your scholarly answers to the questions which were posed, I'd like to invite the respected listeners to join us again in our upcoming session. Till then, I leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من نبأ لعلي وحسين وحسن.